Our assignment for this week was to bring something from nature that reminds us of how great God is and how good He is to us. And one thing that reminds me of that a lot is the Grand Canyon. We went there about a year ago and took a tour around the South Rim. And yeah, that's just amazing to see God's forethought in that, making that river, carve that out so that we can enjoy that today.
I thought about all the wild birds, how they're content to just do their task, whether that's gathering food or building a nest, and God just kind of takes care of them, and that reminded me of how God's in control of everything, and He knows what's going on, and if we just follow Him one step at a time, He'll take care of us.
One thing that reminds me of God is the air that we breathe. There are times when it's like when it's windy or storms that you can really feel its presence. But a lot of the time, people could almost tend to forget that they even need it to survive, and they do. And that's kind of how it is. People don't realize that God could just lift His hand off for one moment and they would perish.
I always think of God as kind of like the sun, how, you know, whether it's dry season or rainy or famine or, you know, time of plenty, whatever the case, every morning the sun comes up, and even if people don't think about it, the whole world depends on the sun. And, you know, there's times when you don't see the sun, when it's cloudy. And that's kind of like, you know, times when it feels like, you know, God's far away from us, things aren't happening good, but it always comes out.
I also thought about the sun and the stars and moon, how they keep orbiting, but wait. No matter how changing the world is and how many wars and stuff are going on, the sun keeps coming up and coming down every day.
One thing that shows me kind of what God is like is the rain. He sends us certain times a bunch of rain, and we kind of take it for granted. Then other times He just kind of lets it be dry for a little while so that we can just know that He's the one controlling all the rain. Remember to thank Him when it's falling.
A lamb reminds me of Jesus because they're strong but gentle. When I see flowers, it makes me think about how God must be creative, gentle, and calm.
One thing that Jesus created in this world that He must be like is the church.